Longtime Philadelphia-based collaborators, spoken word recording artist Ursula Rucker and guitarist Tim Motzer will perform Friday as part of the city's First Person Arts Festival, and they join me now on Newsworks Tonight. Tim, Ursula, having performed worldwide and recorded on countless projects in who knows how many studios, welcome to our space at WHYY.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Great to be here.
This specific performance Friday is apparently called My Father's Daughter. Explain.
Well, My Father's Daughter is really from a little conversation that happened between my father and mother many years ago. And my father was arguing with my mom, and he looked at me. I was sitting on the couch in the middle like I usually was. And he said, you're so much like me. You're your father's daughter. And my mother said, oh, well, what about my father's daughter? You never took care of her. And from that moment on, which was about, you know, over 20 years ago now, that sat with me for over 20 years. And I've always wanted to write my mother's story, and I knew that I would call it My Father's Daughter.
Always a writer. You were a journalism major, I believe, mm-hmm. at Temple University. How
yes.
did it evolve from that field to spoken word and poetry?
I was already, you know, writing poetry while I was before I went to Temple, I was writing poetry. I kept it to myself. And then I knew that I wanted to do something creative, but then there's the pressure, like the societal pressure and the parental pressure. And I'm like, okay, I have to do something. You know, maybe I can get a job, you know, one day. That's okay, journalism might work. You know, I could still be creative and maybe I can make some money. Yeah, it didn't really work like that. But it's cool. I'm glad to have the degree.
Your style has been compared to, among others, Sonia Sanchez, Michael Fronte. Do you look to them or others as role models, mentors, or others
Sonia
for guidance?
Sonia Sanchez is my number one mentor. She's my artist mama. I love her, absolutely. Michael Fronte, I also love. So I'm very honored and humbled to be put in a category with them.
Well, listeners won't be able to see their performance, but Ursula, you've obviously brought your voice, and Tim, your mm-hmm. Dan Electro guitar and vintage Fender amp. I understand you have a time to play for us a little.
That sounds great to me.
What are you going to be performing?
We're going to be performing a song called Naked Lines that's actually in the live memoir, My Father's Daughter. As I write this, naked lines. As I speak this, naked lines. As I bleed this. Naked lines. Maybe I'll get free between these naked lines. Maybe I'll get free between these naked lines. Free from the ties that bind, break the chains of being enslaved to time I can't unwind, and a cycle that was most assuredly designed so I would die. Speak life instead of death. Lay prostrate, beat my breast until I'm free. I will not rest
Mama in place, the double S upon my chest so I won't forget. Said Mama in place, this double S upon my chest so I won't forget. As I write this, naked lines. As I speak these naked lies, as I bleed these naked lies, maybe I'll get free between these naked lies. I say, maybe I'll get free between these naked lines. Find a peace we've never known before. Own the pain you so bravely bore and unintentionally taught. Licking salt, the wounds from the many battles you fought. Turn it all into magic dust that erases dark spaces, makes them light. Forge an indestructible crown out of stars and hematite. Place it upon your head. Honor your every tear and fear and sacrifice. Heal.
Beautiful voice, profound lyrics, and that great guitar. I didn't want that song to end. What poetry, magic dust that erases dark spaces. How did this song come together? Did you put words on paper and then, Tim, you added the blues stylings to it?
Yep.
Is that how you two typically work together?
Sometimes.
Sometimes Tim has some music and I like it, and then I...
You write to the music or vice versa.
Or we just
create
together in that moment. I mean, it works all different ways. Mm-hmm.
Both Philadelphia-based now. Describe Philadelphia as in, relative to other cities in terms of being receptive to spoken word music-backed performance.
Well, I mean, I never refer to what I do as spoken word. You know, it's that, you know, I have a million pet peeves. So, I mean.
Well, I don't mean to put you in that box. We could cite mother and activist and poet.
No, it's just like, yeah, poetry to me is like so all encompassing. It's so old, you know, and ancient. And so, and then when you bring it here to these times and in this city, which this city is amazing for creativity. I mean, it's just a hotbed and it has been for a really long time. I mean, historically, so many musicians and artists have lived here. And if they haven't been from here, they've come here and spent quality time here.
And again, across so many genres, the classic Philadelphia
everything,
sound,
jazz. Mm. Yeah, so I'm super proud to be a Philadelphian. I'm a hardcore Philly girl.
Tim, we spoke earlier, you're not originally from Philadelphia, but for decades now, so you are a Philadelphian. What does this city mean to you in terms of musical chops? And
Philly means everything to me, especially having traveled around the world and coming back to Philly and just knowing that this place has this amazing resonance. Musically, of course, the history of jazz here, you know, so many amazing musicians here and friends and, you know, it's a music town. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. I love being here.
I believe we have time for one more selection.
This one is called Humbled. Actually, it's a song that's on one of my albums, and Sonia Sanchez is on this particular song, but I'm just going to do my part.
Mm-hmm.
White cloud rivers ran through me. I felt them pass through my bones, through liver and lung and stomach, washed me out into the big white cloud lake, and I floated. No knowledge of swimming, but I floated. Right between fear and mountains, just beneath the blues and birds, right next to the sun and God. Humbled.
Washed me out into the big white cloud lake, and I floated
right between fear and mountains, just beneath blues and birds,
right next to the sun
and God, humbled, humbled, humbled.
I, in turn, am humbled to have you come into our space at WHYY. Tim, Ursula, thanks for being here on Newsworks tonight.
Thank you so much for having us.
Poet Ursula Rucker, guitarist Tim Motzer, they're going to be performing Friday as part of the First Person Arts Festival. Their performance is entitled My Father's Daughter.